Psalm 45. We've had in 1 Corinthians 10 some of those testings in the wilderness. And as we read in Deuteronomy about him leading across the wilderness, suffering them to hunger, I couldn't help but think of our Lord Jesus Christ in the temptation in the wilderness. We know it well, where it says after 40 days, he was anhungered. And Satan came and tried to get him to step out of the place of being a dependent man. We've mentioned, I think, in the meetings, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, and we know those things are obvious in the temptation in the wilderness that our blessed Lord Jesus went through. This made me think of this psalm. We don't have time for the whole psalm. We'll turn to verse 2. Thou art fairer than the children of men. We've had something of them in the testing of those whose carcasses fell in the wilderness. They're some of the children of men. Habakkuk was one of the children of men. What a refuge, the Lord himself. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty, and in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness. And thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Each one of us that sit here this afternoon who know the Lord Jesus as our Savior, we're his fellows. Isn't that wonderful? And there is this wonderful person, this outstanding man, who knew full well what it was to be in the wilderness and to be hungry, and yet remain a dependent man. In thy majesty, verse 4, ride prosperously. Think of these reasons: because of truth and meekness and righteousness. The world really despises those things. Someone said, honesty, because it's good policy, is not true honesty. But the Lord Jesus, who wants to be all to your heart and mine, he said in all of its power, I am the way, the truth, and the life. What a man to fill our hearts. We've had before us Philippians 2. His taking the servant's place, coming in the likeness of men, becoming subject to death, the death of the cross. Satan had held out in the wilderness that temptation. Look at all the kingdoms of the world. All this will I give thee, if falling down thou worship me. It is written. Think of the contentment of Habakkuk's heart as he thought of what the Lord told him. He had something for his soul that went beyond the present. And you and I have the Lord himself to go beyond the present, to see that which is invisible, to find deliverance from the things that are seen. Jesus went to the very bottom who confessed a good confession before Pontius Pilate. What a sight is that lovely man. I couldn't help but think with this hymn we've sung and what our brother Rule mentioned, Psalm 43. Psalm 43 and verse 4 says, God, my exceeding joy. Romans 5 and verse 11 is it that says, we joy in God. We'll never go higher in eternity. And we can have it now. We do have it now. It's one thing to enjoy about what he can do, what he's created, or what have you, but enjoy himself. We joy in God. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians 10. Well, the time is gone. But I would like to refer, and maybe it was mentioned, Romans chapter 12. We've had before us in Hebrews 10, a body hast thou prepared me. Could we apply it? That's true of me. I have a body he prepared me. It's not as young as a lot of yours, but each one of us has that body he prepared us. And here it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren. You know, the preceding part of Hebrews shows how you're delivered from your guilt. You're delivered from sin, the root. You're brought to walk in the Spirit. What he's going to do with Israel, he's not going to negate any of his promises to his earthly people. And then he says, therefore. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God or the compassions of God, that you present your body that he's prepared you, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. What am I listening to? What am I seeing? Is it acceptable unto God? Which is your reasonable or intelligent service? Jesus has left us supreme example as well as peerless object for our hearts. We have great reason to joy in our God.